You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, we're back on a Tuesday, which means Danon Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Danon, how are you today, man? It's we're not familiar with this in the last almost decade of this feeling in Kansas City.
Yeah, man, rough morning. We had one job. The Eagles had one job to do last night. It would have helped us out tremendously, and couldn't get it done. But we dug the hole ourselves, man, and, you know, it's unfortunate. Normally, we're leaning on other teams to win or lose so that we, at this point of the season, are moving on up or staying in the top slot, and that's not the case now. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is, and you're right. We kind of created this mess for ourselves, not what others did or, you know, anything like that. And I'm going to kind of throw a curveball at you. Could you hit a curveball when you played baseball?
Yes, sir, or fouled it off, wait for a fastball.
Okay, all right, so you understand how to handle a curveball. I said earlier, and I'm not asking you to agree or disagree, but I want your opinion from a wide receiver. I say it's time to fire the wide receiver coach, Connor Embry. I've not seen anything out of this position worthwhile in a couple of years. It seems like regression is happening. They're inconsistent, dropping balls, not getting open. What should be done with that position that you used to play?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to endorse firing Connor Embry, because it's not like the wide receivers aren't getting opportunities or not getting open. And you cannot, and I said this last week, I even said it during the broadcast as well, the players have to play and go make plays. Like, and it's not on, you know, we've seen some of the crazy takes this week of fire Andy Reid and all that nonsense, and it's crazy how quickly people jump off the boat. And then to consider, just after going three straight Super Bowls, all of a sudden nobody knows how to coach and nobody knows, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of extreme thoughts, but the fact remains is that we do need better at the wide receiver position. And one thing I would like to see, I think we have good complementary parts, but when you look across the landscape of the NFL, even last week, and then you look at Denver Broncos, and maybe we need to take a page out of the book of what teams used to do when facing us during that amazing stretch of nine straight AFC West championships is they used to draft or acquire talent specifically to go against us, right? That's all you saw throughout, especially throughout the AFC West, but even throughout the AFC Conference, teams drafting and getting talent because they knew they had to face us. Well, from the wide receiver position, like we're one of the few wide receiver cores that don't have 6 foot three, 6 foot four wide receivers. And when you look at Nico Collins and you see what the Denver Broncos wide receiving core are, and you go through the landscape of the NFL, there are guys that create automatic mismatches one-on-one. Heck, we had to deal with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens on Thanksgiving. Bigger receivers that make it tough for smaller DBs to cover them for 60 plays a game. So with us, Xavier Worthy is a smaller guy. Rashee Rice, a little bit bigger, but not the tall tree-style receiver that you see around the NFL that winds up winning on the outside. So maybe adjustment in the acquisition of talent as far as sizable receivers is one thing I would say we would need to add. And then guys just got to do their job, Bob. Catching the ball has nothing to do with your receiver coach. That's my point.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because when you get into a season like this, there is going to be a fall guy, right? There always is, you know, in these type of situations. And I just watched that wide receiver position, and the hype is so much more than the actual result, you know?
Yeah, I understand. And let's say, you know what? After three straight Super Bowl runs, it's tough to, I should say, after two straight Super Bowl runs, and winning two and then losing the third, it's tough to go into that locker room or go into the organization and say, you know what? We need to overhaul certain positions because you've won. Like, you know how difficult, some people think, okay, it's tough to go from 2-15 or 3-14 to a viable team. I'm not sure that's tougher than staying at top of the league and being better. I got an argument with one of my best friends yesterday going back and forth about coach of the years and what's tougher, being a team that's 7-10 and then turning it into 11-6, or being a team that is 12-5, winning the Super Bowl and then turning around and being 15-2 and going to another Super Bowl. I think it's tougher to stay atop of the league because for many reasons. You're getting the tougher schedule, and then you're having to make personnel decisions based on what you might think could be better, even though you've been the best. And that's kind of where we are now. And maybe this season is that opportunity to press the reset button and say, you know what? We made another run. We thought we had the personnel to do it just like we did it in the last 3 years. That's not the case. So now you can kind of make those changes that might be necessary to get back to the top.
Danan, you talk about hitting the reset button, and something that I've kind of talked about, and I wanted to be evidently clear that I don't think Andy should lose his job. I'm not one of those people that have jumped off the boat. I'm still in the C deck of this ship. But do you think with the reset and the realization that maybe teams like you have said who have drafted have maybe caught up to you, that it is time for Andy Reid to kind of maybe trust more of what he has on the sidelines? And I mean by other voices, and maybe not think that he has to take the full load of everything that we always hear that Andy Reid controls everything?
No, I don't think so. And here's why, Dusty. These guys meet so much. And there's so much that goes into a game plan that, and the conversations that happen on the headsets throughout the game. Like, we are privy to being in the radio booth, and most games right next to our booth are usually the coaches' booths. Now, we can't hear what's going on, and obviously we're all watching the game, so we don't see it pretty often. But I can tell you that there is constant communication that's happening from the booth down to the sideline. There's constant communication in meetings. They're up at that stadium on certain nights, usually until midnight. Leading into the Dallas Cowboys game with the short week after playing on that Sunday against the Colts, there were coaches that slept in the office, right? So to say that Andy's not getting any kind of influence from other coaches, or there's not that kind of communication. There is constant communication. Now, how much he's listening to those guys, no one knows. But I can tell you that there's definitely input that goes on a daily basis, and then from play to play on the sideline. I mean, let's face it, Andy Reid is an offensive genius. He's not involved so much on the defensive side. Spags is on the sideline. So you have not only a head coach that's handling the head coaching duties, but he's got one aspect of the game that he's really not even involved in. So he can pour more into communication with his other coaches and the assistants and Matt Nagy while the defense is on the field for the most part. So I just don't agree with that idea. Maybe like what we've seen during bye weeks and, you know, you do the self-scouting, maybe there will be kind of a reckoning that'll happen during the off season where they say, you know what, this didn't work last year. Maybe it'll be something that Brett Veach and Clark Hunt will get involved in and help maybe shoulder some of that load or move it around a little bit. But I just don't, I mean, I feel like this is just a bad season, guys. Like We won 12 close games last year and we lost 6 of those this year. Mm-hmm. Like, and to think that an overhaul is necessary and we need to start relieving guys of certain duties, I just don't know that that's true.
Let me ask you this, though. When you look at a guy like Esipole, who played marvelous the other night, and you look at a guy like Noel Williams, who was great the other night, why aren't those guys having more of an impact on the team, and how many other guys maybe aren't getting that opportunity where they should be and maybe Andy's missing? Because I'll be honest with you, having Esipole not play before the other night is malpractice. Having Noel Williams not play as much as he did the other night is ridiculous. Breshard Smith not getting in the game at all is nuts to me. Like, how many of these guys are on the roster that Andy maybe just not given opportunity to?
Yeah, I'm going to say I've been baffled about the Noel Williams situation, because prior to the bye week, he was playing an adequate amount. When we moved Trent McDuffie inside to play that nickel position, Noel Williams was rotated outside, and then we went to the bye, and all of a sudden Christian Fulton was out there for the most part. They even went to the extent of deactivating Joshua Williams, who's been a solid corner for us and special teams player. So there was a time where they seemed to be a little bit more high on Noel Williams. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if this was a product of the self-scouting, but then there was a decision to kind of put him on the shelf and just allow him to be a part of the special teams. I never understood that. As far as Esipole, I'm not going to go as far to believe he's like, you know, the next coming of John Ault or Willie Rofe, because the one thing I do know is that when you have no film on you, that can be a benefit for you. Like, guys haven't been able to figure you out, and now you're thrown into the game during a game. And I think what we think as just a general fan is that a guy that's down on the depth chart is significantly worse than what we have at the top of the depth chart. And then when you get thrown onto the field and everything is going full speed and you step up to the challenge, the defensive guys, they haven't studied you. It's kind of like that new pitcher. How many times in Major League Baseball do we see a guy get called up and he's carrying a no-hitter into the seventh inning? Like, it's just because you haven't seen anything about them to be able to counter with your game plan. So I give him credit, and I think he did an outstanding job, especially against those two bookends at the defensive end position. But let's, you know, hold out just a little bit just to see what he's going to be able to do going forward, because maybe we have a diamond in the rough. Who knows? Maybe we have a guy like when we drafted Trey Smith and we didn't know he was going to be an all-pro guy because we drafted him so late because of the health concerns out of college, and we struck gold. Maybe that'll be the case with Esipole, but I'm going to say the jury's still going to hold out just a little bit.
Dana, you talk about how this season's been, you know, just a bad season, as you'd said earlier. If you could, what would you change, number one, going into next season?
We definitely need to make some adjustments at the defensive line position. We need more potency from that defensive line position. We got to figure out a way that we can get pressure with four guys. For whatever reason, I give Spags credit for being creative with our blitz packages. And, you know, we've had Brian Cook, Shamari Connor, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson. We've had everybody on the defensive backfield be a part of blitz packages, which is pretty uncommon across the landscape of the NFL. But if we have to lean on that and to be successful, I don't think that's sustainable. And I think that's something that we learned from this year with all of the third and extra long conversions for opponents on offense. A product of that is in third and extra long, your four guys, what they do know is that the team is going to pass. So that's an opportunity where Charles Omenihu, Chris Jones, Mike Pinnell, Derek Nnadi, George Karlaftis should be able to pin their ears back and get to the quarterback. And our defense has done a good enough job to force teams to fail on first and second down so that they get to third and eight, third and 10. Last week we had third and 17, mm-hmm. third and 12. And now in that situation, you should not have to blitz. We're watching, when I'm watching games last night and the Chargers dropping off in coverage, getting tip balls. That's how turnovers are made, because you get teams in predictable situations. You're able to use guys like Khalil Mack and get a Tart and other guys to get pressure in the face of quarterbacks with just four rushers. Therefore, there are seven guys back deep that can take away windows, snatch footballs, tip ball so other guys can get turnovers, and that's how you play winning football. And that's, we've been void of that. We haven't been in the right place at the right time when balls have been fumbled, and we definitely have not been able to take advantage of tipped passes or errant throws by quarterbacks, because we're always playing man-to-man coverage and guys have their backs to the quarterback and you just don't see it. So that's a long-winded answer to your question. But I think we need to upgrade in the defensive line position so we don't have to lean so heavily on the blitz.
Yeah, we need to get young there. We need to get young at linebacker. We need to get young across the board, you know, at a lot of these places. And that's why it's so frustrating, Dana, because it's every facet of the game that just has not been good at multiple times this season, from special teams to offense to defense not being able to make the play. How frustrating has it been for you to see really – you know, disasters, if you will, for lack of a better term, in all three phases of this organization?
Yeah, it's crazy, because last year, and I heard this earlier this season, and it kind of made me kind of pay more attention throughout this season, that we're not better than we were last year. We're not worse than we were last year. We're actually the same as we were last year. And that kind of goes against everything that I learned as a player. When I was a player, all the coaches used to say, you're either getting better or you're worse. You're never the same. Every single day, every single rep, every single practice, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. Well, this year, this team is pretty much the same exact team as last year, minus two plays. Whether it's a block kick, whether it's a big play from a wide receiver, a stretch the field Xavier Worthy play, a Travis Kelce key first down. Like, we're just two plays different than last year's team, and we're not better and we're not worse. The record is worse, but we're not worse. And I think because we were winning football games, maybe some things were brushed under the rug. And we thought we could win the same type of way this year, and that's not the case. Teams have caught up to us, and whether you think they're not scared, I don't buy into that narrative of people not fearing the Chiefs anymore. People fear Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's garnered enough of that throughout his career that you are definitely nervous when he has the ball in the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game. They may not be nervous about the other guys around them, and that's got to be something that has to be addressed.
You think Travis comes back next year?
Man, here's what I saw. I watched, and this was the national anthem, And I know that the national anthem is an emotional time for players. Like, I remember being on the sideline, and we've seen the clips of Chris Jones and tears coming down his eyes and other players. Like, that's like the culmination of emotion. You've built up during pregame workouts. You've built up walking into the stadium, stretching in the locker room, getting your mind right with your music. In the locker room, going through your routine of getting taped and stretched and loosening up. And then you come out, the fans are in the stadium, the crowd is loud, you go through your warm-ups, and then the announcements are made, the fire is shooting up, and you go through all of that. And you get to the height of your emotions where it can bring you to tears, it can, you know, it can have you like almost falling over onto your knees, and you're ready to go and just like snatch the jugular out of the other team. This week was the first time I watched him and I saw his face. They showed it on the Jumbotron, and then I used my binoculars from the booth and I looked at his face and I was like, he looks different. And it made me automatically think that when you're starting to think that these are the last times, he was looking around the stadium just a bit, and I was like, man, is he taking it all in now? Is he looking at this stadium like, I only got a couple more times after this to enjoy this? Mm-hmm. It kind of gave me that vibe that he was looking around in a different way. That makes me, if I had a gun to my head, made me feel like maybe he's looking at things as this is the end and these are the last three times that I'll be in front of these fans at Arrowhead Stadium. So if that answers your question, I think it's the first time that I feel like I thought that he was looking that way.
Let me ask you this though. You played, we didn't, you know, obviously for Travis, there's like, I don't want to go out this way, but there's also the other side. That's why you take that time away, right? After you're done to kind of think about it, because you know, I think right now you don't want to go out this way, but also I think it's better, and hear me out on this one. We'll talk more about it as the day goes along, but I think it's better for the team for Travis to go away so Patrick can start to develop different relationships.
I don't know. I think that relationship.
I mean, on-field relationship is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think that relationship on the field has been probably the most special wide receiver quarterback or quarterback tight end relationship that I've seen. And because it's not based on game plan, it's not been based on the route tree, it's not been based on anything but two guys that are in sync on the same page. There's a lot of times where I'm watching and I know the concepts. I may not know the verbiage of the plays. I'm not in the locker room or in the meeting room or part of game planning or anything like that. I'm just a color analyst in the booth calling the action. But there's obviously knowledge of what is done and how things are done. And when you see this wide receiver run this route, you know this tight end is supposed to run this route. And they don't. Like Patrick and he are on so much in sync and on the same page that oftentimes Travis is doing his own thing, and the only two people on the field that know it is he and Patrick. And I just don't know if that's, you know, moving away from that is helpful. I mean, at some point, because there's such a age difference, they're going to have to make a change and there's going to be a new tight end that's going to be on the field. I don't know if I'm saying it's ready right now. Like, to go out and to know that he had built himself up and, you know, got healthy and started eating better and in his best shape of his life, to come back and bounce back from the Super Bowl embarrassment in New Orleans last year because he didn't want to go out that way, and then to see this year where what Patrick has three of his interceptions based on balls that are just went.
You know how in football timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right off the hands of Travis Kelce, like, does that make you feel any better? Is that, I guess the question for him would be, does that help you make your decision of finality on your career because of how this season unfolds? Or do you feel something similar that you felt after New Orleans, where you didn't want to go out on that bad note? I think that's a decision kind of in line with what you're saying, Bob, that he's going to have to take some time to deal with.
Dana, we appreciate the time, man. Continue doing the work that you do. That's wonderful and awesome, and we'll have you tuned in on Sunday.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Yes, sir.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.